Canto 11, Chapter 31, The Ascension of Lord Krishna. Sri Shuka said, then Brahma arrived there in Prabhasa, along with Shiva, with his consort, the demigods led by Indra, the sages, and the masters of mankind. The forefathers, the perfected souls and divine singers, the scientists and the champions, the venerable souls, the treasure keepers and the wild men, the ones of superpower and the dancing girls of heaven, and all those of Garuda, desirous to witness the passing away of the Supreme Lord, eagerly chanted and praised the birth and activities of Lord Shauri, Krishna. Crowding the sky in a great number of Vimanas, O King, they showered flowers, being joined in transcendental devotion. When the Supreme Lord saw the great Father Brahma and his powerful expansions, the demigods, the Almighty One closed his lotus eyes and fixed his consciousness within himself. Without, in meditation on the fire burning in a mystic trance, the object so auspicious for all concentration and meditation, namely his body most attractive to all the worlds, he entered his heavenly abode. And while in heaven kettle drums resounded and flowers fell from the sky, truth, righteousness, constancy, fame and beauty followed him as he left the earth. The demigods and others headed by Brahma, not knowing the path that Krishna took, did not all see him entering his abode, but those who did were most amazed. Just as mortals cannot determine the path lightning describes in the sky while leaving the clouds, the demigods could not determine Krishna's path. But Brahma, Shiva, and the others who saw it, in astonishment, glorified the yogic power of the Lord. Thereupon, each of them returned to his own world. O King, understand the appearance and the disappearance of the Supreme One among the embodied beings to be a false show like that of an actor, enacted by his illusory potency. Creating this universe by himself, entering it, engaging in pastimes in it, and in the end winding it up, he ceases with these functions and remains in the greatness of the Supreme Self. He who brought the son of his guru back in the same body after he had been taken to the world of Yamaraj, he who protected you against being burnt by the superior weapon, he who even conquered Shiva, who is the death of the agents of death, why would he, who brought the deer hunter Jara, body and all, to the spiritual world, not be capable of preserving himself? Despite the fact that he, as the one possessing unlimited potencies, constitutes the exclusive cause of the maintenance, creation, and annihilation of all created beings, he did not desire to keep his physical frame here in the mortal world. Why would he, who is the destination for those who are fixed upon him, keep up appearances? Anyone who, rising early in the morning, attentively with devotion, glorifies this supreme destination of Krishna, will undoubtedly reach that unsurpassable position. When Daruka arrived in Dwaraka, he fell down at the feet of Vasudeva and Ugrasena, that he wept with his tears because of missing Krishna. He told the story of the complete destruction of the Vrishnis, O ruler of men. When they heard it, the people, with their hearts upset, were rendered senseless in their grief. Overwhelmed by the separation from Krishna, they struck their faces and quickly went to the place where their relatives were lying lifeless. Devaki, Rohini and Vasudeva thereupon could not find their sons Krishna and Balarama and lost their consciousness because of the pain of their bereavement. Tormented by their separation from the Supreme Lord, they gave up their lives on the spot, my best one. Then the Yadava wives climbed on the funeral pyre and embraced their dead husbands. The wives of Balarama entered the fire and embraced his body, and so did the wives of Vasudeva and the Lord's daughters-in-law for Pradyumna and the others. Also Krishna's wives, led by Rukmini, his first queen, fully absorbed in him, entered the fire. Arjuna, distressed because of his separation from Krishna, his dear friend, consoled himself with the transcendental words of Krishna's song. Arjuna saw to it that for the relatives who had died and who had no remaining family members, the funeral rites were executed in order of the seniority of the deceased as is prescribed. Immediately after Dwaraka had been abandoned by the Lord, it was flooded by the ocean, except, O King, for the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that very place, Madhusudana, the Supreme Lord, is eternally present. As the most auspicious of all auspicious places, its remembrance alone is enough to take away everything inauspicious. Arjuna moved the survivors, the women, the children, and elders of the deceased, to Indraprastha, and placed there Vajra, Aniruddha's son, on the throne. After your grandfathers had heard from Arjuna about the death of their friend, O King, they all left to make the great journey, but not before they had first installed you as the maintainer of the dynasty. Any conditioned soul who, with faith, sings about the birth and activities of Vishnu, the God of Gods, will be freed from all sins. The attractive and most auspicious exploits and childhood pastimes of the incarnation of the Supreme Lord Hari, with all his expansions, have now been described here in this story of the Fortunate One, as also elsewhere in other scriptures. Anyone who proclaims them will attain the transcendental devotional service that is the destination of the perfect sages. Thus, the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam ends, named Krishna's Final Instructions.